Pat, fantastic to see you coming back. Of course, you're part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles and taken most of the season off playing. You've taken up coaching, but we caught up with you last year as part of the fun and games there with the Silver Foxes in Narrabri. Really funky sort of year after being an Olympian and not playing any footy, but then you picked up the job there as New South Wales under-20s coach. How have you enjoyed the whole coaching experience?
Yeah, look, it's been it's a difficult change. Going from full-time professional player, either, you know, with the Waratahs or with the Australian Sevens to, you know, working behind a desk the majority of the year. It's been a difficult transition, and I get the whole, conversation around the transition for players from a full-time professional into a working lifestyle. And I suppose the luck that I've had that I'm still involved with rugby, I still get to get out in the field and I still get to run around. And DC gave me an opportunity just recently to be involved with the Country Eagles. As you were saying, that I didn't play any club footy this year. I've got a young family, and any time, free time, I want to spend with them as much time as I can possible. So, yeah, you know, I've really enjoyed being back in the inner circle with the team.
Now, you've been a father as well. How's it been to become a father? It just must be mind-numbing.
Yeah, it's magic. It's something that, you know, you talk to all new dads, and it's a really hard one to explain, but, you know, we're very lucky. We've got a healthy, happy young boy, and, you know, he's a little monster at the moment, but he'll be a good rugby player in his day.
Do you think it's something that's given you a bit of a boost coming out of the Olympics and the bit of the funk that you sort of came out and you didn't know your options, and maybe it was a bit of a spur as well to really say, look, wow, I'm a father, I'm a mortal, I've produced this child. It's sort of something, you know, you really got to, you know, get out there and have a bit of a go in something a little bit different.
Yeah, look, the first probably 6 months of it, they don't want to know. It's all about mum and the milk. Yeah. But, you know, now he's 11 months old, he's starting to get a little bit more animated, and, you know, he definitely recognises me, and we have fun and games together.
What about being back here as part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles? You've been doing your shift off the bench and all sort of thing. You've just really enjoyed your rugby. Have you found a love for the 15s again? And will you be looking to come back for Sydney Uni next year? Because you've only won about 9 or 10 bloody shoot shields. And have you found that passion again after being so sort of wound up in the Sevens experience, the Olympic experience and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, look, I don't think I lost the passion. To me, it's not necessarily 15s or Sevens. It's more that team environment, and it's the people you're involved with. And look, I've been really fortunate. The teams I've been in, I've had some really special people. So, you know, I go back as far as I look at the 2010 Commonwealth Games. You know, your Nick Phibbs, your Bernard Foley's, yes, your Lachie Turner's, Nick Cummins, you know, the 2014 Super Rugby title team. Another whole lot of, to me, people I still look up to, your Cliffy Paley's, your Dave Dennis's. And then, you know, with the Australian Sevens, recently with the Olympics, I got to reconnect with blokes like James Stannard, who's a really close friend of mine. And, you know, to be able to opportunity to play again with an individual like that's really magic. And then, you know, from that, I get to meet the next generation. Your Lewis Holland, your Alex Gibbons, who I'm playing again with here.
Johnny Porch.
Yeah, Johnny Porch. Like, you know, they're the future of, you know, Australian rugby. And, you know, to be able to reconnect with those, and as I was saying before, DC's given me the opportunity to reconnect with the Eagles, and I suppose my role here is a little bit different to what previously as a player has been. You know, I think I was hard on the ball, and I had a real focus, and, you know, crash and bash and the physical stuff, and now I look at my role as more probably a mentoring role and giving the players out there, because they're such a young team, the confidence and knowing that their ability is there. And, you know, if I can create that stability with them and that confidence and give them the freedom to play their expansive footy, you know, you'll watch the superstars. You look at Nick Kelleway, he only turned 22 or 3 the other day, and I look at that and I go, Sturth, you've been on the scene for a long time. Yeah. You've got a lot of footy left in front of you.
Yeah, well, finally, of course, we have to talk about the Gorillas helping themselves to the President's Cup in Central West. There's a lot of people saying, well, geez, the Gorillas should be up in the top tier, but you take the trophies when you're there, and it's been interesting also the 17s have helped themselves to the title as well. So it's going to be a real challenge for Central West how they sort out their competition moving forward. You've had some really good stuff in regards to some feedback for the Gorillas season.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably a little bit second word from all that sort of stuff, but I keep close contact with my brother Lockie, who was in that Gorillas team, and, you know, he's an older player as well, and he said, look, I'm only playing off the bench this year. I want to give the young guys the opportunity to play. And, you know, I think something in Central West Rugby where it's not necessarily you're in a division because how competitive you are, you're in a division for how many numbers you can provide. And we need to make sure we keep that in mind when, you know, we're looking at who's winning the title and who's winning the Shields. And I've heard some chat and I'm not involved with it and I don't know where it's going, but, you know, there might be a need for another tier out there. And, look, I'm only hearing bits and pieces, and I don't have the answer, but look, I want to support, you know, the country rugby as much as we can. So if there's anything I can do, I'm more than willing to put my hand up for.
Well, you're doing a great job supporting country rugby by being part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, and Pat, it's great to see you again, and we wish you all the best as you are on the rampage for the finals.
Thanks, Lisa.